In meditation, many of the things which are actually preliminary serve an important function. For instance, when I put myself into a comfortable position and then just let my body relax in that comfortable position, looking for any points of tension, letting those points of tension relax, moving my consciousness around my body, giving myself some mental care, love, massage to any part that is tense. Feeling the body relax. As I do that, the body is calling less and less attention to itself because of its relaxation and its comfort. It's not beckoning any attention from my mind. My mind becomes asunder, unattached, unperturbed by any activities that are taking place or perceptions that are taking place in the body. Because the body is comfortable in itself. It's the same with my mind. When I invoke the inner friend, let our mind relax, accepting, welcoming whatever vrittis, whatever thoughts are coming our way. Feeling the mind expand in the friendship and warmth of the inner friend. The mind just feeling the freedom, being allowed just to be itself. I feel the mind relaxing and expanding in that relaxation. Welcome and appreciate it and whatever vrittis or moods or emotions are passing through. And as I do that, the mind feels at home, at peace, and free to be itself. The feelings and emotions are not being rejected. You're being welcomed. So now the mind is not calling attention to itself. As I allow all the experiences that are passing through externally in the world, the physical body, any emotions that are coming and going, any pains, any worries, I just relax and welcome them, allowing them to be. They no longer are beckoning for my attention. And just by simply doing that, my mind and myself and being comes more to the forefront, simply because my mind and my body are not beckoning for my attention. The mind is not needing to be engaged. And so I simply am being. I simply am conscious being, not disturbed. Not disturbed or nor is the mind competing with me for attention. Doing this simple exercise, I'm learning how to just be. Turn a gentle focus to my own presence, to my own being, to me. Just noticing, sometimes like you do, say reveling in, just the simplicity of my own being, the beauty of my own simple meanness. Relaxed, welcomed, accepted for what it is completely. It enjoys a freedom to just come into relationship as though with me. Poetic language, it's as though my mind falls in love with my own being. Which is the one and only thing in existence that one can love fully without being, without any fear of being hurt. The Atma is, what we say, abandoned. Completely free of fear. It itself can never be afraid, nor can it ever cause fear. It can never leave. It can never change its nature. And the mind can never leave it. So there's no fear of loss, no fear of separation. There is ultimate safety.